AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Three people have been shot to death in Fresno, California. Police Chief Jerry Dwyer says shooting suspect Corey Ali Muhammad walked down the street in about a one-block area of the city, shooting at people along the way.
All four of these shooting incidents, the three that were shot and killed, as well as the one that was shot at and missed, all of those occurred within about 1 minute. He was taken into custody shortly after that by our officers.
One victim was shot and killed while sitting in a pickup. Two other victims were shot in or just outside the parking lot of the local Catholic Charities. Dwyer says Muhammad was wanted for the previous shooting death of an unarmed motel security guard. All three victims in today's killings were white men, and Muhammad is black. Early incomplete returns show an upstart Democrat leading in a conservative Georgia congressional district as he bids for an upset. John Ossoff got the backing of national Democrats and their supporters who poured millions of dollars into his campaign. He's one of 18 candidates on the ballot in the open primary in the 6th congressional district. Most of the rest of the candidates are Republicans. No one gets 50% plus one vote. A runoff between the top two candidates will be held in June. Nearly 40 years after first grader Eitan Pate set out for school and ended up at the heart of one of America's most influential missing child cases, a former store clerk convicted of killing him is sentenced to at least 25 years to life in prison. His father, Stan Pate, tells reporters,
"My wife and I don't think we ever believed that we could come to this point, that we would ever actually find out what happened to our child."
Pedro Hernandez, who is 56, got the maximum allowable sentence, meaning he won't be eligible for parole until he is more than 80 years old. This is AP Radio News. The NCAA awards men basketball tournament games and other events to North Carolina, effectively ending a boycott that helped force the state to repeal parts of the law that limited protections for LGBT people. AP sports writer Aaron Beard reports that some groups are not happy with the decision.
There's a lot of people, LGBT groups, that are upset and critical of both the compromise bill and the decision by the NCAA to go ahead and hold events in North Carolina. They feel that the changes to the law just did not go far enough.
At least 17 middle school students have been taken to hospital, some with serious injuries, after a bus carrying more than three dozen students to a track meet rolled over on a rural highway this afternoon in Idaho. Lincoln County Sheriff Renee Rodriguez says none of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. A parent of one of the students says her daughter remembered a hectic scene with coaches yelling to get the driver's attention before the vehicle flipped over. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.